Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, yeah. The Sans Pants Anthem. Coming up later this hour, we're going to play our game, Rats Off a Ship. I think Boston's Rats Off a Ship on Brad Stevens. Also, if you missed Mike Inglis and Ruth Riley Hunter on the call last night, we got an epic montage later on this hour so you guys can have a little ear candy for you and put a little pep in your step, a little glide in your stride on this Victory Wednesday. No pants at work today. By the way, haven't given a shout-out yet. Shout-out to Kendrick. Neither of these surprises, but shout-out to Kendrick Nunn. Shout-out to Tyler Hero, both named to the all-rookie team. Kendrick Nunn, first team. Tyler Hero, second team, although that seems quite ridiculous when you see what he's doing in the playoffs right now.
Well, that's just it. He did it after it was already voted on.
Oh, I understand, but I'm just saying it's still a funny thing to look at when you see that this guy is putting up numbers that haven't been seen since the likes of Magic Johnson.
Think about this. Knowing what you know now, would you give Giannis the MVP?
I would.
Still?
Yeah, okay. I would.
Okay.
I would. According to Cooper Moorhead from Heat.com, Tyler Hero is the second player ever to put up a 12-11-9 in a conference finals game before his 21st birthday. The other one, Leroy? Magic Johnson.
Yep. I remember Magic, his rookie year, playing center and doing the skyhook.
Scotty dripping. Bah! So awesome. Love that kid. I still don't understand how he goes around the court with those giant grapefruits between his shorts. It's a wonder.
Oh, Goran just called in.
Hey, Goran. Let's go out to Goran in Orlando. What do you have to say, Goran?
Hey. Did you see the video of the 6-year-old playing Little League?
No.
He looks like Leonard Fournette. Hold on, I'm gonna send it to you.
It's Little League football?
Yes.
Oh no.
He's as big as Leonard Fournette.
He's running
Andy
over.
No lie.
He's running over kids like that lady got run over by a horse.
Oh,
by the way. Speaking of cool videos, Mandalorian, bro.
Oh, season 2.
I saw it. I replied.
Late October. We're in.
Very excited.
That'll be well after the Heat are done playing in the NBA Finals.
I know.
No conflict.
Gonna need some entertainment. Well, I guess the Marlins will be in the World Series. So that's true. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Sixto could be on the mound that night.
Yeah. When is Sixto back? Is Sixto pitching again tomorrow night, Robbie? Is he going to be conflicting again?
No. I think his next game is on Friday. He's pitching the Friday doubleheader against Washington.
Oh, good.
Finally. Just sent it to you.
You know what I like about pitching Sixto on the doubleheader days? I like the fact that he can just go get complete games.
Yeah, there's no chance of letting him go 9 innings. But 7 innings? And even with a couple men on base, let him. He stays out there. Guts.
Did you see the video that Pedro put out where he says that Sixto has better stuff than he does?
I did see that.
This kid is in. Hold on. This kid is. This kid is six. Yeah. No way.
We need to see. Who's that baseball kid in Little League that was like a Danny Almonte or whatever?
No way. He's got that Serge Ibaka birth certificate.
Look at him. All the kids look their pants. Wait, you can tell he's out in the wrong league because his football uniform fits tight. All the other kids is hanging off of him.
I thought that in Pee Wee football, I thought it was a weight. I thought it wasn't even age. I thought that I don't know.
Not where they're playing. Holy smokes.
Robbie, let's get to headlines, man. What do we got on this Heat victory
this day? This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fields Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So Tobin, you and I, most of the Heat Nation, they're Sans Pants. Yep. Leroy, I'm not sure he's really Sans Pants, but big breaking news just came in that may make Leroy take his pants off.
Okay.
The Big Ten is set to announce that they are going to return to football in October.
All right. You excited, man? Your boys are back. You can maybe beat Ohio State this year.
Yeah, there's that. His was going to suck. Now that they're playing, now they got to go to the NCAA and say, hey, we want to be in.
I think if they come back in October, they'll be in. They'll let them in the playoff if somebody's good enough to qualify.
Right. Somebody said, no way that kid is 6. No Shaq way. Wasn't even that big at that age.
By the way, shout out to Justin Fields. I mean, he was the spearhead on getting these kids back to play, and he really didn't really have to. He probably needed to play the least, and he was out there on the forefront trying to fight for the Big Ten to come back, and he won. Congratulations to him.
All right.
High character. No, Mr. Fields.
Oh, man. Imagine being the guy that's today. Imagine being the guy who said that Tyce Bam Adebayo was a wash. Imagine being the guy
that says the coach should get fired.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, that guy's, I mean, he's a Murph. But, like, this guy is supposed to be a scout. Like, he looks and he goes, oh, Tyce Bam, samesies. What? Huh? Yeah,
No,
you're right, dude. Samesies. No, it's a wash. It's a wash. Like, all right, do you want to say Tatum, Jimmy Butler, wash? Maybe you want to say Tatum's even more talented than Jimmy? Cool. I'll hear you out. That dude was awesome yesterday. He had some crazy shots. But Tyce Bam, huh?
Is he crazier than Jamal Murray? Jeez.
Nuts.
Like, you have a guy who has...
He was banged up too, wasn't he?
Yeah, a triple-double. And then his partner in crime has 40.
Yeah, it's gonna be it's awesome, man. What a night it was. What else we got, Robbie?
So about Dwayne Wade, he posted The Rock go Heat bitch on his Instagram. I remember that. I was there for that.
I remember watching that too. I was like, I've been seeing that all over this week, where he gives Michael Cole the Rock Bottom for wearing awesome. A Garnett jersey. It's awesome.
I retweeted it like earlier this week.
Oh, people have been playing it nonstop.
Yeah,
nonstop. But Dwayne Wade posting it is hilarious.
So, question. We've gotten over the excitement of being up 1-0.
Now what's next?
You have? Not me. Let me tell you,
because you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
There's 3 more to go.
That's fine. But you know what? I can only do what I can do. There's not a game today. So you know what I'm going to do? Here's how I spend my day. I'm not going to spend it with my children or my wife.
Because they're gone. That's why.
No, they're here. But I'm not helping. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fire up my radio.com app. Okay? I'm going to go to WEEI, and I'm going to listen to these losers complain about Brad Stevens all day. All day. I'm going to hate listen all day to those dummies up there in Boston. Hear them cry and complain and whine. I may throw in some Bill Simmons and bask in his sadness too. I want to bask in some Boston sadness today, because that's what I do. I don't just celebrate the wins. I bask in their misery.
All right.
He just doesn't have that. He should be grabbing Jaylen Brown by the neck and saying, listen, you should be putting up at least 18 to 20 shots a game and be aggressive. That's what he should be saying. Kemba, we paid you all this money. You need to show that you're an all-star player, you're an all-NBA player, and stop making plays.
Do you think Patriots players fear Bill Belichick on some level?
Yes.
I don't think a Celtic, anybody on that roster, fears anything about Brad Stevens.
For Brad Stevens to get here without Gordon Hayward, without one of his max players, he's got two young guys he's trying to coach up and groom. They made the Eastern Finals.
Stop that, though.
Like,
stop
the Bruins
that.
Are out. Stop Celtics that. Advanced. You got to give him some credit
see,
here.
See, I hate when people do that. They go, you got two young players. But
well, you
then,
do.
But then they're quick to say Jason Tatum is one of the best players, you know, in the league, is one of the top 10 players. Rich Keefe will tell you he's
well,
a
how
top
long did it take Jordan? How long no, did it take all these guys?
Listen, we got to get
Bird.
We
like,
got to get past this thing that they're young players.
Got to get a Bird reference.
Other than Bird.
Got to get a Bird reference in. You're not having a morning in Boston unless they're talking about Larry Bird.
You don't think that's a tad bit over the top?
A tad?
Fire the coach?
Grab him by the neck. You grab him by the neck? Marcus Smart's not going to do that again.
You won't have to worry about your coach being around if he grabs a player by the neck.
So good. I love it.
So, no.
Did you hear on the broadcast yesterday where they said that both Spo and Brad Stevens, they do the old walk around the track? That's like their thing. Does when Spo sees him on the track, do they give him a little pat on the tush? Be like, better luck next time, Chief.
Nope. I think Brad's walking and he's strolling and Spo comes walking by and goes, on your left, and keeps it moving.
Do you think like Brad Stevens, like, does he pretend not to see Spoelstra? Like, he's either yep. goes down, ties his
Wait,
shoe.
Here we go.
But Brad Stevens, let me tell you something. Brad Stevens, he's the type of guy that has he's the type of guy that has Velcro shoes. Let's be honest.
Right. Hey, Sully and Murph are rats off a ship. Game one.
rats off a ship. Game six.
One.
We'll be playing a little Rats Off a Ship coming up later this hour. We'll also have to give you a epic montage to get your ears perked up. But we will continue on. We'll hear a little bit from Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler after yesterday's win. 15 minutes of Sans Pants is next.
15 minutes.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, if you guys want to get in here, open up the phone lines this segment, 786-360-079. Just hit us with a bam to start your call, and you'll get to the front of the line. 786-360-079 is the phone number. We've been taking some calls this morning. You can also text the show at 786-360-079. So call or text. That's how you get involved in the show. Text writes in, Leroy, Paul George was building a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house yesterday on the court.
Yep. Certainly was. Well, and Kawhi built a guest house.
Oh. Well, do you think, like, that's a funny thing. Do you think, like, he definitely had a house money year, Kawhi? It's one of those things where, like, you can't read on him because it doesn't feel like anything gets to him. But he also, like, if Kawhi were, imagine, and Lord knows, I don't love to, you know, throw this dude a bone every now and then, but imagine LeBron having that game in a game seven.
Right.
I mean, the world would be, like, right now, it's like,
look,
it would be crumbling on Kawhi, and it feels like it's going mostly on Paul George.
Here's what happens. We want to throw a lot of people in the same, you know, room with LeBron when it comes to greatness. But then when it's time to put that blame on him, nobody ever goes after any other player as hard as they've gone after LeBron. Right? And I'm more than sure LeBron laughs and goes, if that were me, right? We're still talking about the 2011. Still.
And rightfully so.
Okay. So why my question is,
but do you remember who was it Paul? I did agree with Paul Pierce. Remember when they got down 1-0 in the first round, and he's like, I don't want to hear GOAT talk if you get bounced in the first round.
Right.
But there was people saying, "Oh, what if Kawhi would have won a third title with a third team? Would we be talking about GOAT talk with him?" And now he gets bounced from the second round. It gives him a 3-1 lead,
right?
You know,
but it's not gonna. You know why? Here's why. Because Dum Dum gave them an escape route with the comments that Paul George made, right? And the whole playoff P thing. Now they cannot look at Kawhi and move all their attention to Paul George.
Text writes in, he's not playoff P. He's way off P.
Yep.
786-360-0790. If you guys want to get in, somebody says, you guys are going to have to dump me if I go on the air. Probably smart.
Please don't call him.
I appreciate you looking out for Robbie there, like not calling the show if you're going to get dumped. But maybe.
Dump.
Maybe we could get ourselves a little cheered up again by the great call yesterday. I thought Mike Inglis had the best call yesterday. And unfortunately for him, he's now number two to, of course, the Putin Radio Network, which is a big fan of Bam Adebayo and their call.
Derrick Jones против Тейтума. Тейтум лезет по Джимми. С одним из самых крутых блокшотов в истории плей-офф NBA.
I love when there's things that just have no translation.
Did he really say block shot?
Blockshot. Block shot.
All I understood was Bam Adebayo and block shot.
Yes! Yes! Bam Adebayo! С одним из самых...
Let's hear a little bit from Bam after the game yesterday. Here is Bam Adebayo reacting to Magic Johnson calling it the greatest playoff defensive play he's ever seen.
Bam, Magic Johnson just tweeted that's the best defensive play he has ever seen in a playoff game. When you hear that, what does that mean to you?
Magic, y'all hear that? Magic touchdown.
But it's just, you know, you get on that big stage, you just got to make big plays, and I made a big play. And, you know, coming from Magic, that's a great comment from him. And just got to keep getting better throughout the playoffs.
Tell him, bring me my money.
That's right.
Man.
Dude, that's right.
He is going to get so paid. Man, Riley was I love that video of Pat Riley with a smile and takes the mask down. First time we got to see that handsome face in the bubble. He's had the mask over it.
Yeah.
New mustache.
Looks wonderful.
He didn't have to take the mask down. We knew it was him.
It's just his aura.
What? Hey, by the way, what's up with the Jamal Murray chin strap hair?
I don't know. You were bothered by that. I thought it's a good one. I think he could pull it
looks
off.
Looks like he's got a chin strap. Like he could take his hair off when he gets home.
Man, maybe that's how he balls. You know, you can only ball with the chin strap hair.
Hey, I'm telling you what. With that night he had last night, he can pretty much do whatever he wants.
Another texter writes in. They say, Leroy, you're not Russian. You're not supposed to understand. Oh, well put.
None of us are!
I thought I heard Spike Lee after that Bam Adebayo.
Maybe Spike Lee wants to reconsider putting Bam in He Got Game 2 instead of the Zion.
But Jimmy
Oh, he says Spike Lee. He said damn out of Bayou. He didn't say bam.
He say more like he not got game.
Watch, play it again. Sounds like he says damn out of Bayou.
But Jimmy Jones! Yes! Damn out of Bayou!
Well, he's saying, Niet, I'm not a bio.
Spike Lee. Go get it translated?
Yeah, probably. But he's going to be like, he blocked the shot. You know what he says. It's just play by play.
Wait, so he's going to give us, the jackass look?
He's going to treat us like morons.
No, like I'm not used to that look. I give you that look all the time. So you just be like, oh, all right.
Somebody said,
Riley's mask is definitely Armani.
Oh, 100% Armani, all silk. Here's a little bit more from Bam yesterday. He was asked if he had gotten a congratulatory text from Alonzo Mourning.
About to check right now. No text from Zoe yet. So, he probably gonna tell me keep doing that, but I would rather us not be in that position at the end of the game and, you know, dictated that 5 seconds. But, you know, like I said, great block. It was a great win, and, you know, we up 1-0, but we got 3 more to get.
I kind of think, I'm like, most iconic blocks, I think it definitely goes to the top for sure. Obviously, you got the Zoe game 6 convulsing. You got You got Chris Bosh, end of game six, blocking Danny Green. Yeah. LeBron, game two, Tiago Splether.
I don't know if D Wade's had a big moment like that.
I mean,
D Wade's
got more
big blocks.
Yeah, he's got more blocks than any guard.
Right.
Yeah, he like on top of the great game he had in the purple shirt game, he ended it blocking. I think with Kemba Walker.
Yep, you're right about that, Robbie. But end a game like that at a buzzer. At a buzzer.
And if he doesn't get that block, it's a poster. It's like an embarrassing dunk on your face.
Yeah, supposed to that after the game. He goes, listen, he's like, believe it or not, there's a lot of people who won't even take that chance because they don't want to be on the end of that poster. But now that you know where that's going now? That's going up on a wall in the American Airlines arena somewhere. Yeah. He gets his
Somebody
own
said if I put on a tracksuit, I'd understand. Dude. But it's got to be red, though.
It's got to be
like,
red.
What is it with the red tracksuit?
I don't know. Menacing? Is it menacing, or do they just?
I don't know, but they're always every time we've seen, it's red, right? It's always red.
I know.
The Reds.
The old Adidas red tracksuit.
Oh man, what an exciting day! And you know what's so funny about this is, you have a block like that. Like I don't even, it's like foggy to even think about. The Jimmy Butler buckets, because there were two huge onion shots by him. Right. He had one at the end of regulation and then one in overtime. And it's like a fog, man, because I just reacted to that game yesterday. I hadn't had a feeling like that in a long time, Leroy. It wasn't like anything else this playoffs where it was just like, maybe it was because I didn't think, you know, I definitely had feelings like, man, I don't know if they're going to pull this one out. Maybe it was just because of the ebbs and flows. It kept going back and forth. But I was so on high, so proud of the team, but also so shook because I couldn't comprehend what I watched. Mm-hmm. That kind of play to end a game. It was amazing. I walked around here. I couldn't even come close to falling asleep yesterday.
Like Jimmy Butler at the end of regulation, like a step back three to take the lead. Like we've forgotten about that. Jimmy Butler, the M1 towards the end and overtime.
I know. Right. Like Jimmy Butler is sitting out here, ice water in his veins, hitting big shots. And he doesn't even want to talk about it. He wants to talk about the Bam block.
That's kind of how these big time games that go down to the wire go, right? You usually go back. How about when so-and-so hit this three? How about when so-and-so did this? How about so? And there's just big plays all over the place. And then the one you remember is the last one because that secured the victory.
Tyler Hero still just walking around. He's almost got a triple-double. He's 20. Jay Crowder is still sniping from all over the place. Goran Dragic has given you nearly 30 points. I mean, that the collective production from this team is just so impressive, and it's so fun to watch, and they're so easy to root for. And they make you like, it's one of those things. I think as a Heat fan, you're just proud to watch them because you're just like, wow, it's just they just play with so much joy. They move the ball, yeah, getting everybody involved. Because that was the one thing with Boston, and it will be interesting in this series because Boston certainly plays some good defense. You could definitely see they put the clamps on it, but. They are kind of relying on all themselves. It's a lot of hero ball with them.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hero, which is why Brad Stevens has to grab him by the neck. And he has to put fear in him and put fear in the players.
How many times did Jaylen Brown shoot?
Good question. Not many. Not many. Cause Marcus Smart was taking a lot of shots.
Smart.
Marcus, Jaylen Brown yesterday finished with, he shot 14 times. He shot a lot.
So this guy wants to fire the coach for 6 more shots.
Yep. Yeah.
Fire him.
Dwayne Wade block on Amari Stoudemire half court. But yeah, that's an iconic play. Not playoffs, but that was an iconic play for sure.
That's so it's two for one.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade's had some sick blocks.
By the way, I got some inside information on the red tracksuits.
Dwayne Wade block on Bulls, then 3 to win the game. That was a steal.
You know what it is?
Well, I knew the inside information. I knew if I wanted to say it.
Blood doesn't stain.
Oh.
Red tracksuits.
Oh, my God. It's scary. All right, when we come back, we'll play our favorite game. We play this every Wednesday. Rats off a ship. Got a lot of things to cover. Plus, if you guys missed it, Mike Inglis, Ruth Riley Hunter, awesome job on the call last night in the overtime win. We will bring you their best work to get you fired up and continue on with your day on this Wednesday. We're back with more after this.
Rats off a ship. Game six. Rats off a ship. Game six.
All right, it's time to play our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship. Get over a few topics here, and we will decide whether or not we are rats off a ship or not. And then, coming up in about 10 minutes, we will relive Game 1. Mike Inglis, Ruth Riley Hunter with the call here on 7 Night Ticket last night. The best calls from last night in a very, very back-and-forth game with an epic ending. One of the best in Heat history. So you guys can stay tuned for that. But let's get to it, Robbie. What do we got first up here today on
first up,
Rats off a Ship?
The Browns.
Oh, my God. I'm not rats off a ship yet. It's tough to be rats off a ship game one of the NFL season, but Baker Mayfield, woof.
Yeah. Woof.
I don't know. Leroy, this is more you are a correspondent now for Fox Cleveland.
I'm not rats off a ship. New coach, new system. I just think they have way too much talent to be playing the way they are. And it's one of those situations where you say, hey, if the Browns get the talent, what do they have? They got probably one of the best defensive players in the league.
Yep.
They have the best running, one of the best running games in the league. They used to have one of the best tight ends. He got hurt. And then you have two of the most prolific receivers early in their career. You're supposed to be winning more games. Simple as that. But I'm going to give them a break. Because they just switched coaches, and you can't just expect that this is all going to work out without having preseason, without having offseason, just to come in and just play.
Robbie, biggest Odell Beckham fan I know. Robbie, what do you think?
Well, question, was there ever a ship to get on at the first place?
Oh, wow.
Like, I mean, wow. Where was this ship to begin with?
It's rats on some driftwood?
Yeah. Holding on for dear life.
That's not the game, Robbie.
That's not the game, Robbie.
Game six.
If there was a hypothetical hype ship that I had to get off, I'm off. And by the way,
a hype ship. So you named the ship.
That way, that's
the
what
SS
it was.
SS Hype.
I mean, someone else used to drive that, but I can't say anything about that guy. But but by the way, gentlemen, you want to talk about Baker Mayfield and how bad he's been, and Odell Beckham has had to deal with Baker Mayfield. But correct me if I'm wrong. Baker Mayfield's rookie year, 7-8-1, did not have Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham comes to town. Oh, the hype, NFC North, and then they go 6-10. I mean, come on.
You do the math.
I mean,
you think you wait, Robbie.
I'm no scientist or anything, but
He's not a scientist.
The organization has told you who they hold responsible for that. The coach, they fired him.
What's number two, Robbie?
Number two, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I mean, I'm rats off a ship just because I want Tua.
No. I'm not going to be rats off a ship after one game.
But I'm
and
not,
then you just go rats off a ship.
I'm not rats off a ship. Like, it's not because he deserves it. I don't. I'm selfish.
You want Tua.
I'm a selfish rat. I'm selfish. I want my lefty rat out there. So my rats are off a ship, but not because I'm bailing out of Fitzpatrick. I know Fitzpatrick's
rats off a ship means
rats.
You're bailing.
I'm bailing. Yeah, I want them to bail. I want rats off a ship because I want Tua. But you know. That's my rats have different morals, different reasoning. What about your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship. There's a plan. There's a plan for all this. Let's just let it play out.
All right.
That's your go-to. Let it play
there
out.
There is. First of all, wait, think about this. First of all, we said we didn't care if Tua played any this year. Then we said, he's going to play after week four, because that's when you get the extended week and you get extra days to plan, and that's after a short week. So at least let's have this conversation again after that third game.
Robbie?
I think rats off a ship. I think it's week four. He's not going to be the quarterback anymore.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
But that's
not
right
because
now
I
you're not rats off a ship if you're buying into the plan, Robbie.
Well, look. They don't want to. They're going to give him one more week, and then they would start him week three. But week three is a short week. They're not going to have Tua come in on a short week.
Okay. My point being, That means you're not off rats off a ship right now.
Ryan Fitzpatrick versus Gardner Minshew should just be called a game. Letter to my younger self. Number three, Robbie.
Duncan Robinson.
I'd never be rats off a ship. That's my rat. That's my strokey rat. I'll never leave Duncan Robinson. And all you bastards out there who are rats off a ship on dunks, you should be ashamed of yourself with the season that he's put together. You watch in this Eastern Conference Finals. He's going to go out there with a flamethrower. He'll hit you your 6-3 game, and then you'll all be coming and groveling and apologizing. But don't think I didn't see that. The same lot of you who were there in the first quarter, this is terrible, going to get our asses kicked. Yeah, all right, gutless. Never be rats off a ship off my boy dunks. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. Keep in mind, he shoots, what, 43%, 44%, right? That means for every game that he's had a 5-for-6, he's probably had a 1-for-6 or a 2-for-8. It all works out. It all averages out. Let's just take a break. He's not going 5-for-6 every damn week.
I'm not off the ship. He did hit an onion three. Like, you know, the Celtics felt like they were going to pull away. It was a 9-point game. And then all of a sudden, he hits a deep three to cut it to 6. And he had a little bit of foul trouble. It happens. I'm not off the ship.
All right. Number four, Robbie.
Paul George, a.k.a. Playoff P.
I mean, come on. What are we talking? Rats off a ship, bro.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Am I rats off a ship with his play, but I'm also rats off a ship with his stupid comments after the game.
Agreed.
Rats off a ship.
I mean, he said everything, but he said everything, but it's not even a true loss because this is our first year.
Jesus.
That backboard that backboard is still shaking from his massive brick from the corner three.
They definitely need some reinforcement.
Yeah, they're gonna need to get whoever's out there doing the construction. Make sure you reinforce that. Get a little stronger, Robbie.
Oh, totally rats off a ship. Playoff P. I mean.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Come on, bro.
I gotta find that video. That sound you made of that what was supposed to be the Lakers like pitch to Paul George. I gotta find that.
Please do.
Clearly they didn't pitch championships.
Last one. Tom Brady.
I don't feel like I can be rats off a ship because I picked them to go to the Super Bowl to face the Miami Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa. I did do that a week ago. But my rats have a foot off because he looked terrible. I think I made a horrible choice. I mean, and Bruce Arians throwing him under the bus the first week. My God. Leroy? Wait,
if a rat takes one foot off the ship, isn't he going to just fall off the ship? Like, I don't know if the rat has that much balance.
My rat has a fat ass, so he's got some balance.
Not all of a sudden you got gymnastics rat?
Yeah.
Like, your rat's on the balance beam?
Like, my rat is looking at a sword fight going on right now, and he goes, maybe we'll win. I don't know. You?
What kind of rat? Like, you got rat tattooey? What are you doing? Like, we got regular everyday rats. This guy's got rat tattoo. He's got a cartoon rat.
He may be washed. What do you got, Leroy?
Am I off the ship of Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Rats off the ship. Game 6.
He's 43. And here's the thing that everybody's overlooking. The reason why it was such a good match in New England is because they designed an offense to get the ball out of his hands and not expose him, right? So the offense fit what his skill set was. Bruce Arians likes to throw the ball down the field. Deep square ends, deep balls, guys going down the field, okay? The question that everybody had going into this year was about their offensive line. So I'm going to take a 43-year-old quarterback that was known for getting rid of the ball faster than any quarterback in the league and have him sit back in a pocket for 3 seconds. Look, it could work, okay? But there's nothing that I've seen out of Tom Brady, and there's nothing that I've seen out of that offensive line that would make this a match made in heaven. It's a match made for disaster.
Robbie?
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Dude, this guy is solving every bro argument we've had for 20 years. What's gonna Brady gonna be like if he didn't have Belichick? He's a product of the system. He was an average guy before Belichick. Belichick Jeez. Made him into a hero. And now we're seeing it. The same thing's happening with Van Noy. Rats off a ship.
Oh, man.
Wait. You Van threw Noy. A bonus rats off a ship?
Van Noy. Right. Threw Van Noy off the ship.
Right. He got hit by shrapnel. He's sitting at home doing a workout. Not even, he got hit with shrapnel.
Man.
Jeez, Robbie.
All right. We'll get a little bit more positive. For everybody who wants to hear what it was like last night on 7 Night of the Ticket, maybe you're watching it on television and you want to hear the calls, the pipes of Mike Inglis, Ruth Riley Hunter. Game one, Eastern Conference Finals. Heat beat the Celtics. Here's what it sounded like last night. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Zaslow and Amber coming up after this, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
I think it's fun to say they're a survivor, and it's the ultimate level of competing. And you talk about the back and forth between Coach Pat. It doesn't surprise me any. I love it. That's why, you know, we are who we are, because the head of our snake, him, he's like us.
Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, best of seven between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. So Dragic will bring it back for the Heat, down by 10. Goran all the way in, running layup, finger roll, got another one, 11 points for Goran Dragic. Back to Duncan, another attempt, and that one's good from downtown. And the Heat now trail by 2, 36-34. Now to Totter. Totter trying to drive into the lane, goes inside, throws it out. Crowder, wide open three, got another one, Jay Crowder. And the Heat up 52-46, their largest lead of the night.
Boston is a really good team. Talented, they play the right way, they defend. Can't expect there to be, pushover.
Walker on that far wing. Walker straight up top, Smart left wide open. He buries the three again. That's six for him now. And why he is left open, Ruth, I'm still absolutely mortified by this right now. Back into Butler, up top, Totter, straight on for three. Got it to go, Tyler. Wow, big shot by the youngster. 101-98, Boston with 3:10 left to go. Kemba's going to go all the way inside to the basket, put the shot up and got it right at the rim. No problem there for Kemba Walker. Back with it comes Miami. Totter, a three is open. Totter's got it from downtown. Miami down by two with a minute to go. To the corner. Butler, step back three, got it! Jimmy Butler gives Miami the lead, 106-105, with 22 seconds left to go.
Huge three by Butler, shooting 50% from behind the arc. That was just a critical bucket.
Totter down the floor, into BAM, and a right-hand jam, Miami on the fast break. 113-110, 2 minutes left in overtime, Heat by 3 seconds in the ball game. Let's see what action they've got. Butler's going to drive in. Butler, step through, puts it on.
Oh!
Got it to go and one. Oh, my. Jimmy Butler. He gets fouled, and the Heat now leading by one and can make it two if Butler hits at the free throw line. Now Tatum trying to get space. Tatum all the way in. Tatum blocked at the rim by Bam. What a block by Bam Adebayo as Tate went in to slam it down, and Bam said, not a chance here in Orlando. Tatum turns around with it. Tatum throws up a prayer off the rim, and Miami wins game one. Tatum had a look, but it didn't drop, and Miami in overtime beats Boston 117-114.
At the end of the day, you know, great block, great win, and business isn't done yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.